This recording, Nicaragua 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here a story for you.
Sara Perry was a veterinary nurse who has been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory.
So she was very happy to start a new job
at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She had a bowl of prodigy. Check herself in the mirror and watch her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, pick up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gives Sara an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering for a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprise because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sara was sentimental, so that made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy ghost began to study around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The ghost owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coman, Coman," which Sara thought was an other choice for a name. Coman was strong and hugged, so it will take some force to trap her. But Sara had a different idea. First, she tried gently stocking the ghost's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her effort was not futile. In no time, the ghost began to tire, so Sara was able to hold on Coman and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sara had managed the bath, the ghost, she wiping her off with a cloth and lying her on her right side. Then Sara confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sara warned that his course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. In Nicaragua, the government changed. Everything was different. No food, no money. And I decided to move to the United States with my kid. And then we set up in a city of Montebello in California. Well, they growing up, getting old. They call here as third age. And now I believe I will take care of my husband. He got Parkinson's disease. And also, I start taking care of myself too, my house. I still gardening. Sometimes I make food. Sometimes we buy food. And I go to the gym. I like to go window shopping. And then I like to go party once a week. What I very, very happy is because my kid growing and they are very strong and they have their own job, their own house. They are very independent and they help me a lot. And I very, very truly thank you for them, because they never forgot that I am their mom.